Kelly Clarkson is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning show and your Coast music news for Wednesday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Blake Shelton's phone was ringing off the hook after his Super Bowl commercial for T-Mobile, which also stars Gwen Stefani and Adam Levine. In the spot, Gwen's talking to Adam about the kind of man she wants to date. She tells him she's looking for someone who is maybe from another country, cultured and not threatened by a strong, confident woman. Because of a bad connection, Adam hears country, uncultured, and threatened by a strong, confident woman, and sets her up with Blake, of course. Blake tells Entertainment Weekly, "It was funny. We had a blast. When I read the script, I thought it was a great idea. I thought it was so funny, because people still don't really understand why she's with me. And fair enough, right?" He says, "So I loved being able to spin that out." You can count Britney Spears' boyfriend among those who don't like her dad either. Sam Asghari isn't pulling any punches with Jamie Spears, who has been Brit's conservator for more than a decade. He said in an Instagram story that he has zero respect for someone trying to control our relationship. He also called Jamie a total D. TMZ caught up with Sam, who told their cameraman, "I said what I said." But he ducked a question about whether he'd watched the documentary Framing Britney Spears, which premiered Sunday on Hulu and FX to lots of chatter on social media. And the New York Post says The Weeknd celebrated his Super Bowl halftime performance with an after party. It featured a cake in the shape of him leaning on a Mercedes-Benz. The cake read, "2021 Forever, XO, Where Dreams Come True." That is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.